All right, what do you got?
I'm starting. Manning's weapons, Greg. What can you say about these two guys, Decker and Demaryius? They seem dangerous.
They are dangerous. Yeah, they're very good.
Young?
Good. Yeah, very good. Young, I guess, but very good.
Route runners, got size, bring the whole package.
Yeah, whole package. And a guy that can get him the ball where he's supposed to, when he's supposed to. So it's talented receivers with a experienced, talented quarterback. It's a dangerous combination.
Some people say Manning lost a little arm strength, Greg, or he never was, the guy who could fire bullets. What do you see out there? I mean, the ball gets there, right, in time.
Yeah, those people that say that, I'm not sure they ever coached or played against him. You know, if they did, he's beat a lot of people, so his arm looks strong to me. We good?
Good?
No, come on. Can't be
good. Well, no one's asking anything. What do you want me to do? I mean, I can't make the questions for you. I'm with you. I think by now everything's been said. I agree. I already got the one question about the receivers. I love it. Rick's got one. He's just waiting until the silence dies.
Do you have any injury concerns at this point? Nothing's happened during the week.
No.
Not IR.
No, right. We have enough there, right? In our injury report, that's in red. We got enough red, but the other guys, we look pretty good, yeah.
How's that illness with Roy Miller and Ted Larson?
Yeah, they're all good. Yep.
Do you, just about altitude, what do your trainers tell your players about that? Is it best not to even really bring it up? I mean, are they going to be...
No, I bring it up because the facts are actually favorable. It's not, we get in and we get out and that, you're fine. As long as you hydrate, you're fine. Now, if you're going to spend an extended period of time there and your body then gets acclimated and has to, there's a whole medical thing that occurs then, that's a different story. But
so for a short period, they tell you that there's really no...
Right. Hydration is the key, though. Hydration. Which it always is, right, when you're playing a competitive contest, but you can up that. Our humidity today was 55%. Out there, it'll be like 25%. It's a big difference.
The level of oxygen in the air at that altitude is not going to fatigue anybody quicker or...
No.
Greg, didn't Larson get in a scuffle a couple weeks ago on field, and some guy was roughing up Josh, I think, after the play was over?
In the Carolina game, yes.
Yeah. What's your take on that? Is that something that you were proud of, that Larson jumped into the fray like that?
No chance, Ira.
No chance.
There's no chance you're going to get me on that one.
No, wait a minute. Isn't there protocol
that he's supposed to protect his quarterback?
Well, I guess here's the deal, right? We got protocol used on us at the beginning of the year. On some play, the reality is,
what play was that?
I have no idea. The reality is, look, there's rules. We got to obey the rules, and that's where you leave it.
So, Coach, with regards to the altitude, you guys looked at the possibility of going to Denver early, but then decided it was not favorable to do that. It's actually better to go in, play the game, and get out then, as opposed to get used to the.
Yeah, that's our philosophy. Altitude, that's our philosophy. Time change, Oakland flew out, stay on East Coast, play it. So we're playing a 4 o'clock game Sunday. Yep.
All right, one more thing.
Yeah, no, I got time. I'm not worried. Yeah.
You spent a couple of draft picks on the West Virginia guys, Najee Good and Keith Tandy. They haven't seen much playing time this year. How are they developing behind the scenes?
I think they're developing well. Yeah, they're both good football players. They're both smart football players. They care. Keith's had a little more action than Najee, but they both had a little bit. Keith will get action again this week, so that's good. Najee, we're not sure yet. But I like them both. They're going to be good football players, and glad we have them.
And these young cornerbacks that you brought in the last couple of weeks, Laquan Lewis has got playing time. Danny Gore got his first action. What are the traits that you see in those guys that might give them a future here in Tampa Bay?
Well, they're both speed guys. They both can run very well. And I think they both have a football feel. They're football guys. And, we just need to be developed, taught. The issue that we're dealing with is that's happening while concurrently they're playing, right? So that you live with that. That's the world we're in right now. They'll do fine. They're preparing their tails off. The whole group of them, EJ, Leonard, Myron, they're all preparing. They're getting ready to go, and they're going to be fine.
What is the protocol, Greg, when you bring in so many players? Who gets them orientated to your system, to your practice, to it? Who does it?
We take kind of like bits and pieces, so like practice orientation, methods, those kind of things, we have one coach do, and then it doesn't matter. And then, yeah, I know, but that's internal workings. But then their position coach, I will tell you, handles all that stuff, you know, positionally, the coordinator sometimes, I sometimes, depending who it is, what position. So, but they get, we try to acclimate them as fast as we can, but like we talked about the other day, it's hard, right? I mean, there's so much, you go through OTAs and training camp and all that stuff to get them to this point, and now you're trying to do it in
24 hours.
Well, yeah, sometimes in a week, right? So, but I think that's part of this league, and I think when you do it, you know, it's all relative to how other people do it because you're competing with other teams. So if you can do it, it's a little bit better that hopefully those guys you bring in, you know, can get acclimated just a little more quickly, you know, and that's the goal. But you're right, it's not easy.
Guess we're good. You watch Falcons and Saints last night?
When I got out, I watched a little bit of the end. Yep. Yeah, I listened to different things. I got Joe Torre over here. Give me the
Willie Randolph.
Willie Randolph. Okay. All right, guys.
All right. See you out there.
Have a safe one.